Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in. So, yes, we're not playing the full length of the music this morning because we were running a little behind, you know, the time change thing and so much going on caused me to call in a little late. So Minister Sheila had already called in, but she was waiting for me, so she'll be calling back in. So I want to thank each and every one of you for calling in. I want to thank you for your prayers and support. I want to thank you for your faithfulness because it's such an honor and a privilege to work with and for the people of God, because we can't take anything for granted nowadays, not our health, not our strength, not the people that we work with. There's so much for us to learn from one another, and there's so much for us to learn from God. So therefore, let's just be grateful for one another, and let's be those that are appreciative of the things that each other does. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to get started. So like I said, we'll give Minister Sheila a little bit of time to call back in because she had already called in, and then she tried to switch over to me to see what was going on. So I'm going to make a few of the announcements, and then we'll begin with prayer. So I know we usually begin with prayer, and then we make the announcements, but I'm going to go ahead and make a few announcements. Don't forget that Minister Sheila and I are on the air every Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, and that on every Monday for Iron Sharpening Iron, you can listen to Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia as they, you know, host and present Iron Sharpening Iron. That begins at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Elta Kendall, whether she's on the air with Blog Talk or whether she's on the air just with Blog Talk and Facebook or just Facebook, make sure you call in and support her. Her series can be Let's Talk. Her series can be God Still Heals, you know, however the Lord leads her. So just make sure that you call in to support her. She will definitely, definitely appreciate your prayers and support and even your input when she has the various questions and stuff that she needs for people to answer. So once again, thank you for each one of you. And so a lot of times, we forget to pray for one another. So let's begin with prayer. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for being God. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for sending Jesus to sacrifice not only his life, but he gave up his time to come down and minister to each and every one of us. So we thank you, God, for that. And so with that, I'm going to see if Minister Sheila is ready to pray or to go however the Lord has led her this morning. And then when she's finished, I will take my time to say what the Lord has given me. Minister Sheila, are you ready to open us up in prayer?
Good morning, good morning. Apostle elect, good morning to everyone. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God and Father, who's ahead of my life for another day for us to be here to worship and praise and to teach your word to each and everyone that's listening, however they are able to. God, I give honor to you. I give honor to you and to the Son, Lord, the Lord Christ Jesus, for another day of life, another day of mercy to have and to hold, another day to worship and cherish you and to honor you. Lord, I thank you for today. Without you, I would not be here. I would not have life. We would not be able to see or hear or to discuss or to worship or to praise your name. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Sandy Thomas, who is a woman of God, has been for as long as I can remember, to teach us to worship and to understand and to teach us the wisdom and the mercy of you. I give honor to Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, who is the woman that brings us this ministry, this service to understand and to worship and to understand and to learn more of you. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, a young man with wisdom and knowledge, and to help us understand and to love and to understand you. I thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, a young man of music, of love, and to understand and to teach us the wisdom and the knowledge and the love of you. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Fajer Wright, another young lady that brings us ministry and worship and speaks us in love and knowledge and understanding and in learning of you. I thank you for Elder Kathy Kendall, another young lady that has the knowledge and the teaching and the words of wisdom and to love and to cherish you. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright, another young woman that I am understanding and reaching and to teaching and to reach more of your knowledge and wisdom to spread along amongst us. I thank you for Minister Bradley Kaiser, a young man with wisdom and teaching and to worship and to love you. Lord, I thank you for all our daughters, our sons, our granddaughters, our grandsons, our nieces, our nephews, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our uncles. I thank you for our bloodline family and to our spiritual family. Lord, I thank you. And I ask you to bless us and to help us to all understand that we need your angels. We need your guardian angels down here to help the ones that has been covered and passed upon by these demons, by the devil, to help them to understand you are the way. It's not this way. His way is harmful. His way is hatred. His way is the wrong way. Lord, I need you to bless us to understand that we need you and only you to show us the true, loving, kind way through you, for you, and to be with you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to bless me and any other person that is going through any sickness, surgery, illness, or whatever that it is, to let us know, and I know you are the one to bring us through this, no matter what the procedures are. You can guide the hands to correct and to make it all right and to make us understand, no matter who the doctor is, your hands is guiding his or her hands, that they can correct and help us to live and to understand life is better through you. And I pray for all that are sick and ill, whatever your illness might be. I'm praying that the Lord understand, help you understand that he can heal you. He can fill you with the righteousness and to understand that he can remove all harm, hurt, and danger from your life. You just need to put your life, your heart, body, and soul into the hands of God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, and you can see miracles among and miracles, blessings among blessings, that is true, and believe it can shine the light and to help you understand he is the one and the only true, loving, giving Father that he has created and blessed us among to this earth. I'm going to turn it back over to you and I want to say amen and to bless and to understand God loves us all. He woke us up this morning, and you can understand it was his alarm clock. But if he was not have woken us up, the alarm is still ringing, and you would not be hearing it. Back into your hand, Apostle Sophia Pike. Thank you.
Amen. And I thank God for Minister Sheila. I thank God for the prayer that she just shared with us. I thank her for praying for all of the people that work with us with, you know, Smile3E, because it is an honor and a privilege to be able to work with other people, God, people that are traveling around the world, people that are, you know, even if they're just doing blog talk, whatever they're doing, if they're just doing stuff on Facebook, but it's an honor and a privilege that people would take time out of their busy schedule to share it, not only with us, but to share it with our listeners. It takes time, whether they prepare weeks in advance or whether they prepare right before the ministry, or whether the Lord that we serve, who is awesome and wonderful, is directing them on what to do and say at that rhema moment. So we thank God for each and every one of you that, you know, share your time with us. We don't take it for granted. And so I'm going to start off today talking about the very thing that Minister Sheila just finished doing, and that's prayer. And it's because many times we talk about prayer. Many times we solicit prayer. Many times we pray, and we pray to ourselves, or we pray for others, or we bore ourselves, or we pray outwardly where people can hear us, or we pray internally in our hearts and our minds, and different things of that sort. So first I'm going to start off with sharing a few scriptures on prayer. Philippians 4 and 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Colossians 4 and 2, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Acts 2 and 42, "And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer." And then you have more scriptures, such as 1 Thessalonians, that teaches us about prayer as well, because prayer is important. Prayer needs to be like oxygen. And 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 says, "We to pray without ceasing." See how important it is? Pray without ceasing. Without ceasing means that it's continual, it's repetitive, it's a part of your persona. It's not something that you just do when you're in need, but you pray without ceasing. Psalms 145 and 18 says, "The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth." So if the Lord is nigh, which means he's near to all those that call upon him, we've got to call upon him. We've got to talk to him. We've got to spend time with him. Now, this is going to be me reading John 17, verses 1 through 26 in its entirety. "These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, and he should give eternal life as many as thou hast given him. And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. And they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and that they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I have glorified in them. And now I am no more in the earth, but these are the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, that thou that givest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, and the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world have hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I was not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them unto the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their words, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, and they may be one, even as we are one. And them, thou and me, and that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that thou also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, and they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that thou love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. That's powerful. Jesus praying for the disciples and those of us that believe in him. Romans 1, 9 and 10. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, and without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. See, talking about without ceasing again, making requests by any means, not at the length I might have the prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Ephesians 6 and 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for saints. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7, and this known also, that the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for of this sort are they which crept into the houses and led captives, silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. James 5:33, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. John 15:1-3, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean, and through the word which I have spoken unto you. And then the last scripture I will read will be Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. There are actual acts and instances of prayer and people praying throughout the Bible. But we oftentimes ask people for prayer. We oftentimes pray for people. But one of the things that I want to do on today is I want to do that for which we said. Minister Sheila began with prayer, and she prayed for each one of us. And we also pray for Minister Sheila, and we thank God for the fruit of her lips in prayer and supplication. And now I'm going to continue with prayer, because we oftentimes talk about prayer, we read about prayer, but we're not praying. So we're going to dedicate today to not only prayer and the scriptures that we've already prayed, but we're going to pray. And then if there's time after that, we will come back and talk more about prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you and we magnify you. We pray your word, God. We thank you, Abba Father, for your word. For your word reminds us in Isaiah 55:11 that the word of God shall not return unto us void. Your word reminds us in St. John 1:1-14 about how Jesus was made flesh. God, we thank you for perfecting those things concerning us and according to your word in Proverbs and in Psalms. We thank you that Psalms 138:8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. We can ask you, God, which means that we can request, petition you, and know that we can come before you, God, asking you for things and knowing that we'll receive them according to St. Matthew 21:22. God, we ask you and we seek you because we know that Proverbs 8:17 tells us that I love those who love me and those who seek me diligently will find me. Jeremiah 29:12 also reminds us about that, God, about seeking you, and Proverbs 8:17 about seeking you and asking you. And St. Matthew 7:7-11 talks about knocking and trusting you, and the books of Psalms reminds us about that as well, God. So we thank you for reminding us about the importance of prayer, God. We thank you for giving us words to pray, for even Proverbs 8:17, like we already said, says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Thank you for reminding us of that, God. Thank you for reminding us of how even Job prayed in Job 22:27-28, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine. And we thank you for the light shining upon thy ways, God. We thank you that Psalms 91 reminds us, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And only with thy eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. We thank you that Matthew 6:33 reminds us that we should seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and that all these things shall be added unto us. God, we thank you for reminding us to pray for the body of Christ, for the elders, the apostles, the pastors, the preachers, the bishops, the prophets, the deacons, the intercessors, the ushers, the ministers, the whole fivefold ministry, and even the children of those fivefold ministry. God, we pray for the children in our family. We pray for the children in other families. God, we pray that a hedge of protection would be around them, God. We thank you for protecting them from gunshots, from accidents, for different type of pedophiles and different people that would try to help hurt them and hinder them and help their own addictions and feed their own addictions, God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that your blood covers them, that your blood protects them, and that your angels are encamped all around them, God. We thank you for your ministering angels. We thank you for your archangels. Thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for giving us the keys to bind and loose. According to Matthew 16:19, that says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose in earth will be loosed in heaven. And also according to Matthew 18:18, that says, assuredly, I say, whatsoever you bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. God, we thank you for your kingdom. We thank you for your kingdom people. We thank you for teaching us to love your kingdom, the precepts and the concepts and the principles of your kingdom. We thank you for teaching us that you will protect us. You will protect our spiritual families and our natural families. You'll protect the President of the United States, the mayors, the governors, the churches, all of the leadership, God. We thank you for even protecting our troops and our policemen and our firefighters. God, we thank you for returning us back to being a nation of prayer, cities of prayer, homes of prayer, states of prayer. God, we pray for Jerusalem. We pray for Africa, Japan. We pray for Haiti. We pray for the people in Puerto Rico and Mexico. We pray for the islands and the various places that people go for resorts and things. We pray for our families and everyone in Chicago, Michigan, Ohio, North Carolina, South Carolina, New York, New Jersey, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Mississippi. We pray for even the various television ministries, God, that is preaching your word and teaching your word and worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, God, for every ministering angel. We thank you, God, for every warring angel that you sent to protect us. God, we thank you for the parents that are still here, God. We thank you for the sons and the daughters, the wives and the husbands, and that the husbands will love their wives like Christ loved the church, and that the wives will be submitted to their own husbands, God, and their husbands according to the law of the land. God, we ask you to even go in and prick and convict the hearts of those that are living in common law, things that are not according to your word, God. Cause them to be just as committed to one another and just as committed to you as your word declares and decrees. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that we're healed, that we're whole, and that we're blessed. Our finances are healed. Our minds are healed. Our bodies are healed. Our families are healed. Our friends are healed. God, everything and everybody around us is healed, and they're holy, and they're worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, God, for teaching us to be God pleasers, God chasers. God, thank you for revealing yourself and sharing yourself in us and through us. Thank you, God, for teaching us to love you, love to seek you, to thirst after you, to hunger after you, to run after you, and God, to obey you. God, we thank you for being a God that has no boundaries and no limits. We thank you for breathing your holiness on us. We thank you for anointing us and spearing us with your oil, God. Thank you for the fresh oil that you've given us. Thank you for your mantle that you've placed on us. Thank you for causing us to be that all-consuming fire when we speak your word, because when we speak your word, it's you that's actually the all-consuming fire manifesting through us. And we thank you, God, for causing us to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We thank you, God, for obliterating and annihilating every insecurity or anxieties that would try to come our way and that would try to distract us. We thank you, God, for reminding us that you are God, that you dwell on the inside of us through your word and through your Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for teaching us that you are God, God that was and is and will always be. Thank you for teaching us that you reign, God, that you're supreme, that you're majestic, that you're magnificent, and that you are our source of favor, that you're the only one and true and living God. We thank you for your favor on our jobs. We thank you for favor in the mindsets of the kings and the queens that are set over us, and that the leaders that are set over us, and that we ourselves are giving and emulating your favor, God. We thank you for favor in the classroom, favor in our finances, favor in our homes, favor in generationally, God, favor in every aspect of our lives, God. We thank you that you've given us favor to be soul winners and to give you all the glory and to give you all the praise. God, we surrender to you. We bow down to you, God. We submit to you according to St. Matthew 4:7. We obey you, God, according to Acts 5:29, but we'd rather obey you, God, than man. We thank you, God, that you're teaching us that we must worship you in spirit and in truth, and that we must bow down to you, God. We must give glory to your name according to Psalms 29:2 and Psalms 95:6 and according to John 4:23-24. God, we thank you that your word reminds us that Jesus speaks life, and that his word is life, God, and that when we speak your word, we can know that it's a two-edged sword, God, and that it has power. We thank you that your word reminds us that your word is fire. Your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. God, we thank you for teaching us to make sure that we are lined up with your word, that we ourselves are declaring that nevertheless, not our will be done, but your will be done, just like Jesus did, and that we're declaring, even as his mother Mary said, be it unto me according to your word, God, that we want your word to be manifested, to be that which is life through us. God, we thank you for teaching us to ask for your wisdom, God, and that we ask for your wisdom because we know that according to James 1:5, that if any man lack wisdom, to let him ask, God, and that you would give it to all men liberally, unbraideth not, God, and that it shall be given. So we thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for even Proverbs 3:13 reminds us that happy is a man that findeth wisdom. God, help us to ask you for wisdom and to find wisdom, and that people would find wisdom in us, and that we would point to you, God, and remind them that because you abide in us and your word abide in us, that's where the wisdom comes from, and that we have to give you all the glory and all the praise for the favor, for the truth, for the wisdom. We thank you, God, that you taught us that we as your children must walk in truth, and that we must walk in you, in your word, God, that we know that there is nothing and no one that can do anything that you don't allow. God, we thank you for giving us your will. We thank you for sowing your will into our lives. We thank you for giving us a spirit of excellence, your excellence. We thank you for you increasing and we are decreasing, God. We thank you for your yoke-destroying anointing. God, we thank you that you speak your word and that you teach us to speak your word, and that the expectations and the gratitude and thanksgiving and the praise and the worship and all that we do is because you're teaching us to be good stewards of your word, to be good stewards of your people, to be good stewards of any and everything that you have brought our way, God. We thank you for the stewardship. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for the power that you've given us in your word and through your word. We thank you for teaching us to walk in forgiveness. We thank you, God, for teaching us to obliterate and annihilate any source of or hint of being offended, God. We thank you for teaching us to obey you. We thank you, God, for teaching us about your spiritual realm and how we can pray in the spiritual realm of God. And we thank you for teaching us about the earnestness of your prayers. We thank you for being our Redeemer. We thank you for the grace that you've given us and shown us. We thank you for giving us your inheritance, not only monetarily, God, but spiritually. God, we thank you for we're victorious and we're victorious in you. We thank you for giving us new wine and new days. We thank you for teaching us to exalt you and that you're sovereign. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to fellowship with one another. God, we thank you to teach us how to pray reverently and expecting earnest surrender and submission to you, God, through your Holy Spirit and your word. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. God, we can't thank you enough. God, we thank you for teaching us to preach your word and be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with long suffering and doctrine according to 2 Timothy 4:2. God, we thank you for teaching us to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God through Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 3:14. God, we thank you for teaching us to give, and it shall be given unto us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and shall men give unto our bosom, for with the same measure ye've met, it shall be measured, God, according to Luke 6:38. We thank you, God, for being our Jehovah Nissi. We thank you for being our banner. We thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you for being Lord God Almighty. We thank you for being the Holy One, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for being our Good Shepherd. We thank you for being our great Redeemer. We thank you that we know you as our Savior, our Master, and our King. We thank you that we know that you're not only our Abba Father, but you're our Daddy God. We thank you, God, that you taught us that you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you, God, and that we know that you exist. We thank you for teaching us how you're Jehovah Rapha. You're the healer. You're the healer of our souls, the healer of our nations, the healer of everything known, hidden infirmities, God, that you're still the healer. We thank you for healing Apostle Sandra Thomas from her head to her toe, from her inside out, according to your will and your word and your way, God. We thank you for healing Minister Sheila from her head to her toe, from the inside out, God, and everything that you're doing in her finances and everything that you're doing in her body and everything that you're doing in her home life and everything that you're doing in every aspect of her life, God, that you're being manifested, that you're being glorified, God, for you're teaching her to pray until something happens, God, because she knows that when she prays that you're going to answer because your word says so. Thank you, God, for teaching us to pray, God. To pray, God, to pray for wisdom, to pray for walking in your power, to pray for walking in your prophetic flow, for pray for the ability to interpret, to pray for the revelations and the mysteries that you reveal to us, to pray for the understanding and the gifts of healing and signs and wonders and miracles. Thank you, God, for teaching us to pray that we would walk in love and charity. Thank you, God, that you're teaching us that not only that we would walk in deliverance, but that we would stay delivered. God, thank you for your many benefits, your many promises, your many principles and precepts and concepts that are being permeated through us, God. Use us for your glory. God, thank you for teaching us to love you wholeheartedly and honor you and to truly honor you with all that we are and will ever be, God. We thank you, God, for perfecting us and perfecting those things concerning us. God, we thank you for your joy unspeakable. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. God, we thank you for even teaching us to pray and that we will pray for the edification of the body of Christ, God. We thank you for reminding us that you're Alpha and Omega. We thank you for reminding us that you're omnipresent. We thank you for reminding us that you are the beginning and the end, that you are the first and the last. We thank you for reminding us that you are the great I am forevermore. We thank you for reminding us that there's nowhere that we could go, that we could flee from you, God. We thank you, God, that you're everywhere all the time, God. We thank you that you're all powerful. We thank you that you're all knowing. God, we thank you that we can know that we know that we know that we can pray and that you're going to answer our prayers. We thank you for teaching us to pray. We thank you for teaching us to seek you in prayer. We thank you for teaching us to worship you and to adore you and to cherish you, to glorify you and to magnify you and to introduce you to everyone that we meet. We thank you for teaching us to pray for patience and loving kindness. We thank you for teaching us to pray to be those that hunger and thirst after your righteousness and your holiness. God, we thank you for teaching us to even pray and to walk in faith. God, we thank you for teaching us to honor you. We thank you for teaching us, God, to close the doors and entry points of anything that the enemy tries to bring our way that's evil. God, that we come against In the name of Jesus, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, God, in the name of Jesus, teach us to cover those places that will be a gate or an entry place with the blood of God, with the word of God, with the power that's in the name of God. Thank you, God, for your words of wisdom. Thank you, God, for your words of knowledge. Thank you, God, for your words of prophecy. Thank you, God, for your gifts of healings and interpretation and tongues and working signs and miracles, God, for your glory. Thank you, God. Thank you for resurrecting our finances so that we will have the finances to be able to bless your people and to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus, thank you for teaching us how to sow into one another. Thank you, God, for teaching us to put on the whole armor of God. God, that we put on the loins of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. We have shod our feet with the shroud of the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have the shield of faith, God. We have the helmet of salvation, God, and we have the sword of the spirit of prayer and supplication. God, we thank you according to your word, God. Psalms 144, 1 through 2, that you said, blessed be the Lord, my rock, my keen and firm strength, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my steadfastness, love, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust and take refuge, who subdues the people underneath me. God, so thank you for fingers to fight and for hands to war. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the strategies and strategic plans that you've given us, God, that we can fight against the enemy of our soul that will try to send various plans of attack to expose those weak areas, those points of where we could be hurt or diminished or demised or anything, God, that you're annihilating and obliterating every diabolical threat or plan that the enemy may have thought he had, any footway that he thought he had had, any opening that he thought he had had, God, that you've eradicated them in the name of Jesus, that God, every deceptive plan, every calculated plan, every unknown, hidden plan, that God, you've exposed them, God, that he will never, ever, ever be able to come that way again. God, we thank you for the eradicating of the spies that we didn't even know about, the witches and the warlocks that we didn't even know about, the chief imps in the terrain that we didn't even know about. God, that they're all null. All of the strongholds have been obliterated and annihilated. The dangers seen and unseen have been obliterated and annihilated. We thank you for your warring angels all around us that have been sent to that specific place and that specific target and that are out to obliterate and annihilate the tactics of the enemy and his devices. In the name of Jesus, we pray your word, God. We stand on your word. We loose the weapons of the arsenal of God to come against everything that the enemy tried to bring our way, any tactics of confusion, any tactics of mayhem, any tactics that he's brought our way or tried to bring our way, God. This enemy we saw today and saw yesterday, we will see no more forever. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for tearing it down. We thank you for destroying the stronghold. In Jesus' name, we glorify you for what you've already done. God, we tear down and destroy every stronghold of bondage, every Jezebel spirit, every spirit of pride and perversion, every antichrist spirit, every deaf and dumb spirit, every spirit of fear and familiarity, idolatry, infirmities, whoredom, heaviness. God, we tear them down, we obliterate them, and this enemy we saw today, we will see no more. God, we thank you for healing our central nervous system. We thank you for healing our circulatory system and cardiovascular system. God, we thank you for healing our lymphatic system. God, we thank you for healing our digestive and reproductive system. God, we thank you for healing our muscular skeletal system, our respiratory system. God, we thank you that everything, our skin, everything, our hair, everything, God, that is healed, everything that has tried to come our way to destroy our bodies, destroy our minds, destroy our finances, we come against it. But we remember from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. We take it back in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you, God, for being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank you, God, for being the God of Minister Sheila and Minister Cecilia and Minister Sylvia on today. God, we thank you for allowing us to be your sons and your daughters, Favor is released in the name of Jesus in every area of our life. Blessings are being released and already released in the name of Jesus. Healing and wholeness is being released and already released in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, let your yoke-destroying anointing consume us. Let the oil of your anointing consume us in the name of Jesus. Have your way. It is so, and so it is. And the blood of Jesus has already healed it, and the Holy Spirit of God has already empowered it, and it is so, and so it is, in Jesus' name. Minister Sheila, I turn the program back over to you.
I thank you for the words. I thank you for the prayer. I thank you for all the encouragement. I thank you, and I thank you, everyone that is listening. I just want to say, God, I thank you for another day. I thank you for blessing us with the mercy and love that you have for us. And I would like for you all to continue to listen and join in with us on three magnificent days of the week that we have the program to bring the word to you and to help and to pray and to help you understand more about God, our Father, and the Son. Excuse me, Lord Christ Jesus, I would like for you to continue to tune in with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, with Let's Talk, and on Monday nights, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, along with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, with Iron Sharpening Iron, to again to have words and knowledge and speakers and beautiful messages for you all to understand and to have more to understand and to love of God our Father. And on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. And I ask for you all to don't forget, when you wake up in the morning, if you don't say anything, your first words should say, God, I thank you. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I thank you for not thank you, and I thank you for here I am another day to praise and to worship and to acknowledge the love and life of you. I thank for each and every one of you for listening this morning, and I pray that we all understand God is and always will be the one and only true love, blessings, and healing from your head to your toe, whatever your situation might be, put it in his hands, pray it up to him, so he can show you, he can fix it all. Thank you, and I appreciate you listening, and I'm going to turn it back into the hands of Apostle-elect Cecilia, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.